President Trump is in Texas today, meeting privately with families of victims of this month's school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas. He's also fundraising there. And in a remarkable move, he tweeted today that he'd pardon conservative commentator Dinesh D'Souza for making an illegal campaign contribution. And there are reports he's considering doing something similar for jailed former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich and celebrity homemaker Martha Stewart. Joining us now is NPR politics reporter Sarah McCammon. Sarah, let's start with these pardons. Why is he pardoning Dinesh D'Souza? This is a well-known conspiracy theorist. He falsely claimed the Las Vegas shooter was an anti-Trump activist. He suggested that the deadly Charlottesville white supremacist rally was set up to discredit the right.
Right. Well, according to the White House, they just put out a statement that says the president pardoned D'Souza because, quote, in the president's opinion, he was, quote, a victim of selective prosecution for violations of campaign finance laws. So, this is, you know, this is the line we've heard for a while from D'Souza and his supporters. He is a longtime conservative commentator, writer, filmmaker, and he has said for a long time, as have his supporters like Texas Senator Ted Cruz, that this was politically motivated. And we're seeing the president take that line as well. After the pardon was announced, D'Souza tweeted that, quote, Obama and his stooges tried to extinguish my American dream. He thanked the president for, he said, restoring that. So he and his supporters are casting this as a victory for justice. Of course, critics of the president are saying this shows he's willing to hand out pardons to political allies and that it's not what pardons are for.
Well, and maybe people who have been on The Apprentice, Rod Blagojevich, Martha Stewart, both appeared on The Apprentice. Blagojevich was sentenced to 14 years for corruption and is still in jail. Martha Stewart served time for lying to investigators in a securities fraud case. Is there a process here, or could this be a message from Trump to his one-time lawyer, Michael Cohen, whose finances are under investigation, that Cohen should stay on Trump's good side?
Yeah, it's hard to know what the process is. My colleague Aisha Roscoe has done some reporting on the fact that, you know, the president is giving out pardons at a faster rate and earlier in his administration than other recent presidents have. If there's any pattern, it seems to be celebrity. You know, we've seen Kim Kardashian West visit the White House this week to advocate for a pardon for a woman named Alice Marie Johnson, who spent time behind bars. She's not a celebrity, but obviously Kim Kardashian West is. We saw Sylvester Stallone advocating successfully for a pardon for the late boxer Jack Johnson, and the news today, of course. The other pattern is people that appear to be political allies, again, like D'Souza. Then there's Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, the controversial sheriff known for his harsh treatment of undocumented immigrants. Scooter Libby, the former chief of staff to Vice President Dick Cheney, who was Libby was convicted of perjury and obstruction of justice. So, yes, it's I don't know what the president's thought process is here, but it certainly seems to that he's at least signaling he's willing to use the pardon. And, you know, people like Cohen must be watching that.
Well, in addition to talking about pardons today, the president, as we said, is in Texas talking about school safety. And there was a remarkable moment in the press briefing yesterday at the White House when a 13-year-old reporter caused Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders to choke up a bit with his question about school shootings.
One thing that affects mine and other students' mental health is to worry about the fact that we or our friends could get shot at school. Specifically, can you tell me what the administration has done and will do to prevent these senseless tragedies?
I think that as a kid and certainly as a parent, there is nothing that could be more terrifying for a kid to go to school and not feel safe. So I'm sorry that you feel that way. This administration takes it seriously, and the School Safety Commission that the president convened is meeting this week, again, an official meeting to discuss the best ways forward and how we...
Sarah, what has the Trump administration accomplished so far after 23 school shootings this year alone where someone was hurt or killed?
Well, first of all, the president has shifted his position a bit over the past several months. He has supported a couple of ideas, things like hardening schools, you know, increased security, letting trained teachers and other school staff carry firearms, an idea that's opposed by most teachers, according to polls. In March, the Justice Department took some steps toward banning bump stocks, those devices that modify guns so they essentially function like an automatic weapon. But, you know, right after Parkland, the president seemed to warm to more gun restrictions and then kind of backed off from that. He spoke at the NRA convention in Texas, and he and Vice President Pence, you know, reaffirmed their support for gun rights.
That's Sarah McCammon, who covers politics for NPR. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.